Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on 1 Chronicles 12 to 14. By the time David is established at Hebron, warriors are streaming to his side day by day until he commands a great army like the army of God, 1 Chronicles 12:22, including, remarkably, men from Saul's own tribe of Benjamin, David's former enemies now folded into his own command structure, 12:2, 16 to 18. David does not test their loyalty or demand proof before trusting them. He simply commits the outcome to the Lord and takes them at their word. It is a small preview of a much larger pattern that runs through these three chapters. God supplying, again and again, exactly what David needed, so that David knew that the Lord had established him as king, 14:2, and had brought fear of him on all the nations, 14:17. Against that pattern of careful trust, Chapter 13 records a jarring failure. David sets out to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem with the best of intentions, but on a new cart rather than carried on poles by the Levites, as the law of Moses explicitly required, Numbers 4:15-9. When the cart lurches and Uzzah reaches out to steady the Ark, he is struck dead on the spot, 13:9-10. It is one of Scripture's most uncomfortable episodes, and it is worth sitting with rather than explaining away. Good intentions were never the standard God required. What mattered was obedience to what God had actually commanded. And neither David's sincerity nor the celebration surrounding the Ark's return could substitute for it. Tellingly, the text notes that the thing was right in the eyes of all the people, 13:4. The same phrase Scripture uses unfavorably to describe Israel's spiritual low point in the days of the judges, when everyone did as they saw fit, Judges 21:25. Doing what seems right to an entire assembled community is no guarantee that it is right in the eyes of God. What makes the failure sting further is the contrast with David's conduct just one chapter later. Twice, before going to battle against the Philistines, David inquires of the Lord directly, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" And twice God answers him with specific direction, 10:14-15. David clearly knew how to ask. He simply had not thought to ask about the Ark. It is a sobering pattern to recognize in ourselves. We may be diligent to seek God's direction in the areas where we already expect to need it, while moving ahead unreflectively, on assumption and good intention alone, in the areas we have not thought to examine as carefully. Thank you for spending this time in 1 Chronicles 12-14. Until next time, keep treasuring the Word.